From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, July 25th. More reports of E. coli infections are what's behind the recent decision to expand a no-swim advisory from Sycamore Pool in Bidwell Park to most of Big Chico Creek. The strain detected is also considered particularly toxic. E. coli 0157 is what they think is in the popular swimming hole and creek. It's a dangerous strain of the bacteria that can lead to kidney failure, especially in children. Originally, two kids were infected and hospitalized with it. Now, Butte County Public Health says three more people have gotten sick. Dr. Jarrett Bowden is the department's health officer.
Kidney failure in a kid, this can mean that they don't recover sometimes and that they require things like kidney transplants or dialysis long term. And that's something that I think we all agree we want to avoid.
The first cases were linked to Sycamore Pool, but the others are connected upstream near the 5 mile area of Bidwell Park. It's unclear if the cases are from the same outbreak. Bowden says the advisory was expanded out of caution. Rumors have circulated that the bacteria came from human feces, but Bowden says that's not likely. He says this strain of E. coli typically comes from cows and geese, though they still aren't exactly sure what caused it. Public Health is now collecting water samples throughout the creek. They'll be sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to try to determine where the bacteria is located, if it's there at all. Results are expected in about 2 weeks. In other news, escalating enforcement actions by federal immigration officials are being met with resistance across the country, including in the North State. One homegrown organization in Chico has been especially active. Members of Ree Sisters gather every Saturday at the corner of Vallambrosa and Mangrove to raise awareness about issues resulting from Trump administration policies. Kate McCracken is a spokesperson. She says they have a special event planned for next Saturday.
We are going to have a special vigil, and actually the first of many, honoring the folks who have been disappeared, taken off the street by people dressed in black with masks on, wielding guns, taking them to who knows where.
The names of hundreds of people taken by ICE will be read out at the demonstration. McCracken says Ree Sisters takes their inspiration from progressive Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. And Michael Bone is an artist of many talents. He's now adding painter to his resume. His new exhibit, Here All Along, opens today at the 1078 Gallery. It showcases Bone's work of Chico landscapes.
There's the obvious things in Chico to paint, whether it be the water towers or the hands or monkey face or something. But I wanted to kind of highlight some of the things you might pass by when living in Chico or hiking or whatever that I sort of want to highlight those.
Bone's style is classic. It blends impressionist light and color with the local focus of plein air painting. He hopes his work will inspire a younger generation to appreciate the art form.
Like, it's kind of like an old lady art style, but I'm just so fascinated with it, and I think hopefully I can share that passion with, you know, people that are a little bit closer to my age.
Here All Along will be at the 1078 Gallery through mid-August. Also, 2,500 Safeway and Albertson employees in Northern and Central California are prepared to go on strike today. The deadline was set earlier this month following a round of failed negotiations between Safeway representatives and three labor unions. Members of UFCW 5, 8, and 648 overwhelmingly voted to approve the strike plans. They're seeking a new contract that increases wages and health care and pension benefits. Additionally, Californians' top environmental concerns are wildfires and the effects of global warming. The Public Policy Institute of California says of the 1,700 residents it surveyed earlier this month, 60% were very concerned about climate change driving up prices of home insurance. Only 40% are willing to pay more for renewable energy sources. 60% think the federal government isn't doing enough to address climate change. Most other questions involving federal or local policy decisions were starkly divided by party lines. And a pair of bipartisan bills to improve firefighter benefits are working their way through Congress. Central Valley Congressman Josh Harder says his bills would protect firefighter retirement benefits by allowing wildland firefighters to take more time off. He said the firefighters lose the benefits if they leave service for more than 3 days, regardless of the reason. The bills would also set up a new casualty assistance program to help families of firefighters in the event of injury, illness, and death. Another bill that would quickly reimburse local departments for fighting fires on federal land has passed unanimously through committee. And finally, a new program focused on training young adults for emergency medical services jobs begins next week in Orland. The program was created by Glenn County Office of Education to act as a pipeline for local healthcare and public services. The inaugural class is full, but the next one is open for applications and scheduled to begin in February. Anyone between the ages of 18 and 26 that lives in Glenn, Butte, or Colusa County can apply. The program runs for 20 weeks, is completely free of charge, and includes a stipend of up to $1,500 per month to assist with living expenses. And those were your headlines for Friday, July 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.